Romans chapter 9. I want to remind all of you what I reminded our morning Bible study class, the Inquirers class, that two of the three times people tried to kill or murder or assassinate Jesus before his crucifixion, he had taught the congregation on the doctrine of election. The first time was in Luke chapter 4, where after teaching on the doctrine of election, the crowd tried to thrust him down a hill. This morning, Marie Osmond's 18-year-old son jumped off a building in Los Angeles, California, and killed himself. He'd been in rehab at 16 and had just graduated. You wouldn't want that to happen to anybody, would you? Well, on that day, they wanted that to happen to Jesus Christ. They wanted to push him off the side of a cliff where they could kill him because he had taught on the doctrine of election. The second instance of the three is when he did the "My sheep hear my voice" sermon. And that's what this sermon was about. I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the fold. The scriptures say in John 10, Jesus walked in Solomon's porch and it was winter. And he said to the Pharisees, quote, "You don't believe because you're not my sheep." Now, if we think about that in terms of contemporary Christian ideas about what it means to be a Christian, Madison, the idea would be this, Connor, you become a sheep when you believe in Jesus, or you become a sheep because you believe in Jesus. You were a goat, now you believe and you become a sheep. But that's not what Jesus taught. He looked at the Pharisees and he didn't say, if you will believe, you'll become sheep. He said, quote, "You don't believe because you're not my sheep." That's what he says. Listen, you believe not because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Now, Nancy, here's the part about perseverance. Listen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they what, Andrew? They follow me. It's the goat that's cantankerous. The sheep generally follows the shepherd. And then you know a good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep. If the sheep wanders away, the shepherd will search for him over hill and dell. In fact, Jesus taught a parable about that. He said, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 and go after that which is lost till he found it?" And did you know that in antiquity, if a sheep, particularly a lamb, was not cooperative with the shepherd, if it wanted to continually stray, what would the shepherd do? Break its leg. Break its leg. You imagine you have a young lamb or an adolescent sheep that's being persistently disobedient to the shepherd's voice. Well, the shepherd has a lesson for the sheep. The shepherd's going to teach the sheep, it's painful not to go where I lead, and I love you so much, I'm willing to hurt you to the extent you know that you must be dependent on me. In fact, I'm going to make you dependent upon me. I'm going to break your leg. And so the shepherd would go after the straying sheep, break its leg, and then what? Put him on his shoulders. And I'm sure they got the sheep's attention. And I'm sure, with that broken leg feeling the shepherd's shoulder, the sheep had a renewed affection, a renewed respect, maybe even a renewed fear for the shepherd. And then that shepherd would nourish that sheep, nourish that broken leg, bind it, mollify it, care for it, help the sheep learn to walk again. And I'm sure that after that leg was healed and the sheep was out on the perimeter of the flock, maybe thinking about, do I or do I not? That there's something in his memory about his shepherd that would make him think twice. One, that the shepherd will come get you if you stray from the fold. Two, it's not in your best interest to stray from your shepherd. And even sheep should know that. The shepherd leads you beside still waters. The shepherd leads you into green pastures. The shepherd will restore your soul. Even though you walk through the... you will fear no evil because his rod and his staff comfort you. You know all those things about... besides, you might get another broken leg. And more than that, you know that your shepherd loves you because he was faithful enough to you to come get you when you didn't want to be gotten. I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the foal. I did not love my shepherd's voice. I would not be controlled. And the sheep that has strayed but has been sought by the shepherd is a sheep who not only understands that it's not good to stray, but who understands at even a deeper level how much the shepherd loves him or her, because the shepherd has gone to such an extent to seek the sheep. In John chapter 10, this is exactly what Jesus was teaching. I am the good shepherd. Quote, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and they know me. Then what did he say? I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd does what? He lays down his life. Limited atonement here. He lays down his life for the sheep. When the sheep were still in the fold, within some kind of encagement, and one had strayed, the shepherd literally had to put his life on the line to go after the sheep. This is why the story of young David is so powerful, Connor. We think, wow, it's a cool thing. He killed a lion. And he killed a bear. Well, in one way, it is kind of a cool thing. But Connor, if you and I walked outside right now, even if we had a rifle, and there was a charging bear, I'd be scared. I'd really be scared of lions. I've been dreaming about lions since I was a little boy, off and on. Many horrible dreams about lions. David killed both a bear and a lion. But do you know why? Why? Well, the sheep. And the reason Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, the reason the Lord Jesus Christ made himself as a sheep brought to the slaughter was so that he could lay down his life for the sheep. I think that's enough sermon for today. Let's stand.